Just give yourself a moment to sink into your openness. So a good way to begin that is by closing your eyes and just breathing in a deeper, more relaxed way. And allow the thoughts to just go where they go. And your body, your being, to begin to feel the love that lives in this room. And what we bring, all of us that are here, to this room today, as we gather together as family, the family of love, and the family of light. And feel that around you, that there is no separation from the person that you don't know next to you or behind you or in the back of the room. That love and the love of spirit from each one of us together gives this moment, this day in this room, its specialness, its unique energy signature of you. And the messages and the energy from Kryon that touch us come from that place of love, of family, and of Kryon honoring each one who is here, each one who is listening, with an honor that is boundless, knows no bounds, with a love that is limitless, and knows no end, no beginning, and surrounds us, envelops us, each one.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Many of you have not seen this in person. You're looking at something that is not unique. Something that has happened on this planet with humans since humans were here. Since the very creation story. Since you were implanted with that which is divine from the creative source, which was a spiritual free choice that each of you has. Channeling is the way human beings communicate to the other side of the veil. My partner steps aside. In his method of channeling, he listens, but he doesn't know what's going to happen. Scripture was channeled. Can't you tell? The beauty, the truths that are there, the love. All of these things culminating in messages from the other side of the veil to humanity. I know who you are, dear ones. Who sits in front of me is known by spirit, by God. I've never been a human being. My soul is not like yours. I represent that which would allow for an entourage to come in to an area like this that is not necessarily something that you would be doing in meditation. Because while this channel is open, it's open, and there's a small portal that comes with it. And in through that flows family who knows you. Oh, I cannot begin this channel without reminding you where you are. This is a church, and in this church, marvelous things have taken place. Epiphanies that are miraculous have taken place. Healings throughout the pews have taken place, especially on the front row. Those who have life shifts and changes, those who have saved their own lives with the messages. And dear ones, in the process of this, energy is created. Can you imagine the energy that is created from a miraculous situation? And it flows and stays in the room. There's a lot of wood in here. The wood is still alive in so many ways, in its beauty, where it came from, and absorbs that which is the energy that is so beautiful. And you walk into a room like this, and if you could look at a multidimensional clock where everything is happening in the now, all of the miracles and the healings are happening now, right now, right now. All at once. This is how spirit sees this. Oh, I can tell you, there have been times in this room where every single human being was sobbing with joy because of what they saw in this place. Well, there would be songs that were sung with full voice because of what they saw in this place when they realized God is good. There's a oneness that is present. An acceptance of all prophets, all belief systems, in a way that is a unifier of one God. The one God is prevalent through the earth. Belief is in one God through many prophets. But in this place, even the prophets are connected. You can see this in a lot of the symbols around this, a place of unification. And the groups that have come for the worship services through the years have witnessed it all. And so you sit in a place that is already warmed up. It's already ready for things that you might want to do in a place that's already there and prepared. The entourage who is here are family. And what would be the family that would come in at this point? More than just those you've lost and loved, but the ancients that some of you have been. Difficult for you to understand the cycle of life and reincarnation. That which might be in your Akash is manifestable at a time like this, and literally through the portal comes who you used to be. You with you. Can you imagine a meeting like that? A cheering section of yous. And all they're doing is looking at you, and I'll tell you what the message is. You're at the right place at the right time. Don't pay attention to how old you are, young person, elder, doesn't matter. Because the consciousness you have is an old soul consciousness. And what you do next when you leave this room is critical. And it's not critical in your works. It's critical in your consciousness. How do you think about things around you? What do you see? Do you see the oneness in all? Do you see the God in others? Or do you see problems in others? There's a cheering section here. Some of you know and can feel it already. The ones you've loved and lost, including my partner, is here, are here. These are the ones, dear one. The etherics are strong, that are invisible. And you would say, well, of course they're invisible, they're metaphoric and all. No, they're not. They're here and they're invisible. Just like some of the quantumness that is described by the scientists when they're looking at the experiments and they're saying, we never saw this before because it's out of 3D. When they look at the atomic structure and they say, look, there has to be at least 11 more dimensions, even in what we know here, and it's all, are you ready? Invisible. And so science is starting to understand that real things that have an effect on life and physics are invisible. Turn the page. You're now in a spiritual venue with spiritual information. And I'm telling you, it's no different than the physics that is being studied today. Because God is the master physicist. And what you're looking at is a plan, a spiritual plan, where life never goes away. And it's recycled and it comes because souls are eternal. And the souls of those you've loved and lost, the souls that you have been, split off in ways you don't understand and revisit you right now in this place. Dear crying, I don't understand any of this. I have one soul. How can I have someone who was another soul come and visit me when they're actually my soul from the past? And I will say, you really are an intellectual, metaphysical person. It's so complicated and it's so beautiful, and the system allows for these kinds of things to exist. It's all about the love that is there from the other side of the veil for you. It's the only reason they would be here. They're sitting here with you. Some of you can feel them and even smell them, because it's time. You have a culture where the holidays are coming. Can you remember some good times when the presents were delivered and there was the smiles of your parents? Perhaps parents who are not here now, delighting in the fact and the squeals of your happiness, and the things that took place, the dinners that were there. I want you to hold that. I want you to hold that, because that's not from the past. That is happening right now. All the good things that you can imagine about these holidays, the gift giving, the preciousness when you were children, the beauty that was there in so many of you, never went away. Dear ones, you think it's gone, but it is not. Time is always in a circle, and it's the circle of the now. And this now can always be experienced, no matter how far away you think it is. And by the way, there's part of that now that you're not even thinking about. What about the future? If time is in a circle, what about the future? I want you to think for a moment about a future where everything that you're carrying today that would give you anxiety is solved. Health, finances, job, relationship, issues. I want you to think at a time where they are solved and you've moved on. Solved and moved on. Healed and moved on. Now I want you to put that in that same now as those precious times when the inner child opened the present and you could see the parent or present or parents celebrating you. Just like you do with your children. These are the moments of compassionate joy, future and past, that you can capture and hold and become, that will extend your life. I want to talk about that later, about how the chemistry reacts when you can hold those kinds of conscious thoughts. Some of them live in your brain, in your mind, in your synapse. They're yours forever. And here comes the holidays again. Dear ones, for some of you, these are trying times. This is one of the last meetings we will have before the culmination, the date of December 25 or 24, depending upon when the celebration occurs. Some of you have an opportunity to go back and be with family who doesn't understand you at all. It's a trying time for many. Old souls who have awakened to a different reality and have started to believe in things unseen. Planned synchronicity. Confluence of events that are not chance. Looking to the future, answers that will come through conscious choice. Healings that have yet to be accomplished, but they're there. Problems which will be solved that you don't know about yet. Past lives, the energy of colors, numbers, all of these things, which, by the way, are not new. These are things all which were celebrated by the ancients before your civilization ever got going. It's a return to the basic truth of Earth, civilization, humanity, and the Creator. All of these things that you're suddenly awakening to and considering are ancient. And you go home, and there are those who don't agree. They think you're odd, strange. You may even be the black sheep of the family. Don't raise your hands. How's it going to go? With a few hours or the days that you're in a place you don't necessarily want to be in. I speak to those listening to this now. I've addressed this before. Every holiday I address this. But it's more profound now because of the new energy. A new energy that's showing itself on the news. A new energy that you never thought would show up. Plenty to talk about, plenty of opinions. But there's massive change. And it's a change you may have even told them is coming that makes you more of a black sheep. Now let me ask you, and we're going to get real right now. Some of them will have altered personalities with dinner. Then they'll say things that perhaps are inappropriate, might even be hurtful. Might even go right to your heart from those who are supposed to love you dearly, who may even birthed you. Comes from siblings and their friends, perhaps their spouses. And I want to tell you, now is your chance to shine, old soul, because you're sitting with family, real family. This is the family. Whatever happens with the biological family, don't let it wound your heart. Understand where they come from. They just don't know what you know yet. They just don't know what you know. And if they did, they would see things so differently. They would thank you every moment of the day for showing them something that was peaceful and beautiful and joyful, that made sense, that was practical, that they could use every single day to get out of that which disturbs them. But they're not there yet, and you see this in them. And all you see is the fact that God is inside them, not fully developed through their free choice, and that their words cannot harm or hurt, and they're doing their best. They're doing their best to cope with what they don't know. But you are the master because you understand them. Those of your biological family, the places you've come from, it's close to you, so this is the most difficult thing for some of you that will exist. I want you to smile and don't say anything back to them. In fact, you might even joke with them about how strange you are. And I'll tell you this, and I've said it before, what they will remember is that you didn't react, that there were no buttons pressed, and that you're a little bit more balanced than they remembered. If there are children present, they're going to get it fully because they don't have an attitude adjustment during dinner. And they will see truth as truth is given by you, the balanced one, as you receive the arrows of the words and don't react. And if they've studied their Bible, they will think of one that's similar. The birthday of the master that they're celebrating did not react to the arrows. Who loved all, who went forward no matter what was said, in a compassionate way that showed the planet what compassion and love really is. They'll see that in you, and they won't forget that dinner in a whole different way than you can ever imagine. You see, dear ones, this is what the light worker does. You spread the light and the compassion. The truth is the truth, and it cannot hide. The light cannot hide. Your challenge in these next weeks is to let the light out, no matter what is said, no matter what happens, in whatever way. You know, compassion is king. And no matter how angry a person is when you're compassionate with them, instead of having an anger that is returned, it won't be long before they're hugging you because they feel the caring. Fear will do that. It will reduce a human to the lowest common denominator. It'll make them yell at you and not understand. The more you absorb and the more compassionate you are, the more the reaction is of love. You know this. That's the holiday message. All right. The entourage is here for a reason. And we're about to close. This entourage that some of you have been feeling will stay. There's going to be church services here tomorrow that do not involve most of you. And there'll be things that happen because of the entourage that is here. The entourage would seem to belong to you, but they belong to all old souls. And this will be a wonderful service tomorrow morning. They will stay through the day. And then the last channel, they'll be invited to go back through the portal they came through. As the lights are turned off for the last time, after the ceremonies, and everything returns to the way it was. This is an opportunity during the day, a catalyst, if you wish, to see things differently, to feel things differently, to look for solutions differently, and to marvel, perhaps, in that which you did not understand or know about. Things that are bigger than you thought. That's why you're here. It's a good time, dear ones, for you to be on the planet, and it's by design that you're here. Enough said for now. And so it is.